Hello, and welcome to the March meditation for small steps, big magic. I invite you now to make yourself comfortable. If that means a comfortable seated position for you, that's wonderful. If you would rather find a comfortable position laying down on your floor or in your bed, any of these are fine. The most important thing is that you're comfortable and can relax your body for the next 15 minutes or so. See where your body might be holding tension and make sure you adjust it so that your body is as relaxed as possible. If it's safe for you to close your eyes, I invite you to do so. If you've chosen to be walking while you listen to this, just surround yourself with an energy of solitude and introspection so that you can envision along with me. Place your hands together, one on top of the other, or fingers interlaced. And hold them in front of your heart. And envision a small green plant, a sprout, or a leaf, or a branch with leaves in your hands. You can also look around you if you're out in the world and pick a plant if it's an appropriate place to do so. Pull one of the leaves off to hold and connect with during this meditation. And as you focus on this plant, begin by giving your thanks to this plant, whether real or imagined, and for the work that it did to exist. It started as a seed, and from that seed, it began to grow into its fullest potential, powered only by the soil, water, and sunlight. The simplest ingredients, the simplest pieces of the world around us, and yet a miracle of complexity came forth. It is something to hold in awe and to be grateful for. The foundation of our existence ultimately comes from small plants like these that feed bigger animals and ultimately feed us. Even the smallest seed starts out as a sprout and grows into whatever form it's meant to take. Even the tallest trees that bear fruit as gifts to us and to the world around, all began and all received their power and their energy through the leaf, a simple seeming object with a complex job that every day is working, usually without being noticed. It's a beautiful thing to take a moment to appreciate what these leaves bring to us. I also want you to take a moment to observe the shape of the leaf and take a minute to reflect on the message that that might bring to you. If it's a diamond or an oblong and pointed shaped leaf, It's bringing you the message of focus. It's time to focus on that is most important to you. It's time to stop juggling so many things and be honest with yourself, brutally honest with yourself, about what is your ultimate priority for now. Priorities can change. However, the definition of priority is that we only have one at a time. Is it time for your priority to change? Has it been your family or your career or an external source of demand? Is it time to make yourself your priority? What might the message of focusing mean to you? If your leaf is heart-shaped, then it is definitely time to bring love and compassion into your life. In your interactions with everyone from strangers to your dearest loved ones, what opportunities do you have to take a deep breath and connect with them as humans who are doing their best in this world, just as you're doing your best in this world? We're all too often caught up in how our goals and priorities might be mismatched from others around us. But taking a moment to acknowledge that we're all here and we're all pretty much doing our best in the world can help us build that connection and bring that compassion. If the leaf is round or smooth around the edges, then it's time to be more gentle. Gentle on yourself, and similar to the heart-shaped leaf, gentle on others. Where have you gotten caught up in the jagged edges of life? Where can you let go of knots and bumps and look for a smoother passage? The color of your leaf can bring meaning as well. A dark green means it's time to go inward. Many of the greens of winter are darker. It's a time of conserving energy and waiting for the next season. A lighter green is more representative of springtime and can mean that it's time to take action and move forward, perhaps on a creative project or on a relationship that it's time to nurture. And of course, it's always fun to have plants with hues of other colors, whether it's a blue or a purple, a yellow. These colors can remind us to be open to messages outside the norm. So whatever shape that your leaf is, hold it in your hand. Take a minute to contemplate on the symbols and the meaning that it's bringing to you in your life right now. Take a smell of that leaf. A deep breath in. If it's a real leaf, you'll be experiencing a real smell. Let it refresh and awaken your senses. If it's an imaginary leaf, take another deep breath and take it as an opportunity to cleanse your lungs, remove the toxins. The smells can be earthy, they can be green, they can be aromatic, they can be perfumey. Just like flowers, the leaves also have a variety of smells. This is your opportunity to connect with this plant, to connect with its spirit and the message that it's bringing to you now. Take 3 more deep breaths as you let these messages wash through you and allow meaning for your life to come to the surface. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time, in and out. Take the energy of that plant that's been imbued into your hand and put it back into yourself, whether if it's just the envisioning that you've done with your imaginary leaf or whether it's the real leaf. You can place your hands or the leaf on your cheeks or on your face, on your head. This is all an invitation, no requirement. You can lay still if you prefer, on your heart and on your chest, on your arms, on your abdomen, your hips, down to your legs, all the way down to your feet. Accepting what that plant has to offer you in this form. We can learn from plants on many levels. And simply being with that plant can bring messages into our life. Give thanks to this plant that you've had the opportunity to connect with and learn from. If you have a real leaf, return it to the earth or take it home to your altar for a day or two and return it to the earth after. If you've envisioned your leaf, just take a moment to thank it. Know that this leaf exists in the world for you, and perhaps you'll encounter it in the world around you soon. Give thanks. And use this opportunity to stay in wonder and awe at the gifts of our abundant earth and the beauty of the world around us.